Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together a portion of the 66th Psalm. Blessed be God who leads us.
Make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holds our souls in life and will not allow our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us just as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out to a place of refreshment. I will enter your house with burnt offerings, and will pay you my vows, which I promised with my lips, and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you sacrifices at feasts with the smoke of rams. I will give you oxen and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I called out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had found evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But in truth, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayers. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his love from me.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Now, who will harm you if you are eager to do good what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, your righteousness for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in person, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, 8 persons were saved through water, and baptism, which is prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, and who is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak these words to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
First of all, can you hear me back there? Okay? Well, this is about it. And you may be blessed. Several years ago, Kay and I were at Hamilton Place Mall, and this lady ran up to her, threw her arms around her, and said, "You gave me my baby." Kay was a social worker. She worked for Catholic Charities and did adoptions to explain that. In today's gospel, John says that Jesus told his followers, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned." He was getting ready to leave them when he ascended on high. And he was trying to say to them, "Don't worry. I'll be with you." And they were worried and they were in fear. And he said, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." And you know what happened? He ascended into heaven, and for 10 days the disciples gathered in prayer. Then on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and they knew they weren't alone. That's what baptism is all about. Baptism is the gift of the Holy Spirit by which you and I are adopted. You and I are claimed by God to be His beloved children. And nothing ever changes that. And that's why we celebrate our baptism. Because God in baptism is saying, "I claim you. You are mine. I will never abandon you. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it seems, I am with you." And that's why Christians celebrate our adoption. And that's why your rector loves to do the aspersions. Now those who are, that's not asparagus, the aspergus, whereby holy water is sprinkled over you so that you know that God has adopted you in your baptism. So when I do it, don't duck, but raise your head up and smile. I heard someone say, "Uh-oh." Remember, God loves you. God has graced you in baptism. You think they got it? God loves you. You are His. He has adopted you. You will never be alone. God has brought you into His kingdom. Through baptism, you have been made His own child. Through your baptism, God says, "I'm always with you. I will never abandon you." Remember that the water of baptism is my seal on your head. Are you guys ready? This is our joy. This is our promise. This makes us one in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand and recite the Nicene Creed found on page 9 in your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the dead and the living, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray in union with our risen Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the peace of Christ, his own gift to his apostles, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who hold authority in this world and in the church, that the Holy Spirit may guide them into the ways of justice, peace, and truth, for the good of all people everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those whose hearts are troubled through hunger, fear, poverty, sickness, loneliness, or for whatever reasons, especially for those that are on our prayer list. For Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Shada, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jane, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Corinne, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Chad, Angela, Judy, Tony, Gordon, Jane, Charles, Rusty, Barry, Deb, Tony, Sarah, Gary and family, Chip, Walter, Betsy.
That the love of Christ may make its home with them and fill them with all peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, that we may love Christ and keep his word, and be made one with each other, with Christ in God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole creation, men, women, children, plants, animals, and the wonders of the universe, that we may all, in our varied ways, give praise to the God who made us and loves us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who till the earth and those who fish in the waters, to bring food to the world, and for all whose hand is open to give bread to the hungry, that all may enjoy the fruits of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Judy Short, Andrew Greenwell, Trey Marsden, Chuck Johnson, J.R. Hicks, and Marion Smith. Lord Jesus Christ, you have sent your Holy Spirit to teach us and to bring to remembrance all you have done in the power of God. Be known to us as you have promised. Hear our prayers, grant us your peace and love, and give us those things which we need in this life. You live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
This back here is not big enough for both of us.
I'm heading your way, Mr.
Are you really?
It's kind of hard.
It's a gavel gate. Maybe
not because we don't
have I guess we have to, don't we? Peace.
Judy, peace be with you.
Peace be
Happy
with you,
birthday.
Thank you. It's today. Peace, sweetie pie.
A couple of announcements. First and foremost, we want to say thank you to Sally and her cohorts who have organized the picnic. And Sally, if you'll stop hugging Gene, would you give us any directions about the picnic?
I think probably the best thing to do is if the food is in the parish hall. So I think we've brought almost all the chairs out here. So if you can, take a chair in when you go and grab you a seat. If you can't take your chair, get one of these guys to do it for you. You know, if you've got they can help you. But anyway, the food is in there. The drinks are in there. Just have at it. Big old picnic.
Are there any other announcements? Yes.
About the hymns for next month.
Oh. She's reminding us that we're asking you to select the hymns you want for summertime. We don't have the index cards out here, but there's some in the narthex. Write down the hymn you want to hear sung during the summer, and we'll see that they get listed, okay?
If you know my email address, you can email me.
So speak of the choir master. Was there something else about something we're going to do today, the music?
You want me to say that now?
Yeah, remind us.
Okay.
Can you hear?
For the anthem in a minute, we would like everyone to sing it. It's written in here.
Page 12.
Page 12. So, thank you for helping us out with the anthem today. So. The choir will stand, just sit, and maybe the choir will stand. I don't know if the choir will stand or not. But anyway.
The choir might stand.
I have no control.
The choir might sing.
Without the penitentiary.
Are there any other announcements?
The first Sunday in June, when we usually do the blood pressure checks, I'm not going to be here, so we're going to wait and do that the second Sunday in June.
Okay. So hold your blood pressure. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
I see all of this from
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin, into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.